This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We will begin today with a fairly stark declarative sentence. Home prices in the United States ended 2012 with their biggest gain in almost 7 years. What has come to be the standard measure of the health of the American housing industry, the Case-Shiller Home Price Index, jumped 6.8 in December over a year earlier. Gains in some cities in the double digits. A nifty report, to be sure, but one is obliged to wonder, in the face of numbers like these and with a history like ours, whether they might be too good for our own good. Marketplace's David Weinberg has more.
Every region has its own little ecosystem when it comes to housing. Prices in Texas and South Dakota, for example, are pretty flat compared to Phoenix in California, where prices are increasing at double-digit rates.
And that's largely driven by the fact that the banks are no longer selling homes.
Glenn Kelman is the CEO of the real estate brokerage Redfin.
So it's mostly homeowners who have to do it, and they often just don't want to list at the bank's prices.
So they don't put their houses on the market either.
You know, we generally have 1,800 to 2,000 houses for sale in the Inland Empire. This morning, there's 346.
Bill O'Rafferty is a realtor in the Inland Empire in California. Yet another factor, hedge funds are buying up single-family homes in bulk there and in other hard-hit areas.
Absolutely. It's about 40% of our sales are to cash investors.
That is hedge funds. Throw in some super low interest rates for an added boost to demand, and you have price increases O'Rafferty hasn't seen since 93.
So that's why it doesn't surprise me that even though this is a very young housing recovery, I'm already hearing the bubble word.
Andrew LePage is an analyst at DataQuick. He says there are a couple things to consider before we start dropping the B word. One is that in many markets, prices are still below peak levels of 2005 and 2006.
And in many cases, sales are still below average.
Secondly, LePage says that if prices continue to increase, many of the people who are underwater will get pulled back onto dry land, and they, along with others who've been waiting, will finally put that for sale sign in the front yard. Supply will increase, which would make the risk of a bubble low. I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.